I believe a cabal of secret societies has controlled the world for 200 plus years, and we get to be alive at a time to see it fall. I believe in the power of one person working as a team with other Christian patriots can have massive impact in reversing this ungodly culture. I believe that we have an omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent God that has put his hand on this moment in time to deny the timeline of the enemy and is about to heal our land. This is Rick, your host, and I believe that God has called me to empower Christian patriots with truth. Join us now for the Blessed Teach Show, and let's see what God is doing today. Here we are on Thursday, August 18th, 2022, and we're talking about Brian Stelter being out at CNN. He's totally got fired. The show canceled. They're trying to get rid of all the Zuckerberg reminders. We'll get into that a little bit. We also find out from a prophetic word about the fake Biden administration that the Biden is going to fall heavy, and it's not going to be Harris, and it's not going to be Pelosi, because why? He's going to replace them all. So don't fear Harris, don't fear Pelosi. We're gonna be digging into those two things, as well as having a couple of guests on today. We got Baby Trump coming on talking about the Texas Reckoning Fest. That'll be awesome. And then also Kirk Elliott, the double PhD, coming on talking about how he's consulting and what's happening on with the economy. What's happening with the economy right now, and what can you do to protect yourself? What's happened to the housing market? You see what happened to the housing market? You'll get his expert update on what's been happening in the last few weeks in the economy. So I've got Stack Joe with you. Let's get rolling on this. Thank you for everyone being here. Again, we are on Rumble Rants as well as The Neighborhood. So the B2T Neighborhood, which you can download on your mobile phones, as well as go to b2tneighborhood.com. That's B2T, my handle, b2tneighborhood.com. We're also, we Twitch canceled us. As you know, YouTube's communist censorship, so we're not there. But we all are also on Facebook, which there's a prophetic word about that. Meta is going to die. Meta equals death. So we'll be getting into that as well. It's all the more reason for everybody that's listened to me that's on Facebook, please get to the B2T Neighborhood. It works just like Facebook, but you don't have the communist 1984 Orwellian censorship there. You can actually share stories with other Christian patriots. But I really created that platform for the groups. So really encourage everybody to get onto the B2T Neighborhood. It's a free platform, just like Facebook, has groups, pages, quizzes, polls, everything you would have in Facebook without all the clutter, and more importantly, without all the massive censorship and selling your data, right? And it's for Christian patriots, though. Please don't come in there if you're not gonna support Christian values and basically the Constitution of the United States, but worldwide patriots are welcome, obviously, because a lot of times the American flags are being used as a symbol of liberty and freedom, and that's why we're doing that. So let's get started on some of the latest news here. Let's look at what's going on with Brian Stelter here. You can see Brian Stelter out at CNN after network cancels reliable sources. What a joke. He called it reliable sources when all it was 4 a.m. talking points and lies. He is a prophet of Baal, and he is going to pay not only just with the loss of his job, but with a lot more, I believe. It was a rare privilege to lead a weekly show focused on the press at a time when it has never been more consequential, Stelter said. Yeah, you just were a 4 a.m. talking point liar, prophet of Baal right there. That's what we have. And again, remember, all the forum talking points don't go just to the media, which is these prophets of Baal. They also go to people like LeBron James and sports stars and all the arts and entertainment in Hollywood. They're all prophets of Baal as they lie to you, as they took over all mountains of influence. All the college professors are prophets of Baal. They all get 4AM talking points. Some of the clergy in the religion mountain get 4AM talking points, and they're prophets of Baal. That's why they don't talk. That's why most churches, mega churches, that are many of them controlled by this cabal, they never talk about election fraud, and they never talk about the dangers of the vaccines. The two things that YouTube won't talk to you about, our churches won't talk about, right? Again, it's just like Mike Lindell says, it's like a weather person that will report on the news, but not report on the weather, but won't report on hurricanes and tornadoes. It's exactly what any news organization, such as Newsmax and Fox News, who will report the news to you, but they won't talk about election fraud, and they won't talk about the dangers of the vaccines. Again, the two most biggest issues that we have in our country that's covering up all the child sacrifice and the Moloch oriented sacrifices that are happening. And we've got to end those things, because without fair elections, you're going to have the same people in power that are protecting the pedophiles, that are protecting the child sacrifices, the evil behind all of this. We need to get behind this quickly. And it looks like the Lord God Almighty is waiting for us to use our authority to call it down. He's already won the war in heaven. He's now having us fight the spiritual battles here. And it's exciting times to be alive to see this. I like the very last two paragraphs of this article. The rest of it's a bunch of crap talking about how great Stelter was, because he was horrible. Stelter is down to weeks, if not days, left on CNN. They go on. He is everything that reminds the owners of Zucker era. They desperately want to get past. More to come. I don't think CNN's going to survive, but at least they got rid of Zucker as the CEO. And then obviously they got rid of, before that they got rid, I'm going to go back out of Twitter here and get back to these last two paragraphs. And I think that's what I just read about. An anonymous source told CNN at the time, he's allegedly our top media reporter, yet he failed to report on the scoop that everyone in the office knew. And if he wants to say he didn't know, he is truly terrible at his job. According to Daily Wire, Stelter's show Reliable Sources had its worst rated episode weeks ago when it reached only 580,000 viewers, the smallest audience since September of 2019. CNN is already known for its low ratings and has a huge setback when online services CNN Plus failed almost immediately after its launch. Serious calls for Stelter's firing began in February of this year. Stelter was an ally to former CNN President Seth Zucker, who had to resign after it was revealed he had been having a prolonged affair with a married co-worker. This is God bringing these people down, right? Here's one, another, this person talked about, claimed that the info came from one anonymous source who also said that management is confident Stelter is the one sharing the internal pushback to fellow media reporters while simultaneously stirring discontent with the ranks. So good to see Stelter gone. We need CNN gone. We need the forum talking point people out. So this is the very, very tip of the iceberg when we get rid of Zucker and we get rid of Stelter and Cuomo. We get rid of those people, but again, they still are getting the forum talking points. They still have too many talking heads. That's why the media has to be burned to the ground, and a whole new breath of independent media needs to take over. Breaking: judge to unseal partial Trump affidavit gives DOJ 1 week to respond. The entire affidavit sought in the case will not be sealed, with Reinhart giving federal authorities 1 week to submit proposed redactions. So this will be real interesting to see what happens here, because it is an amazing time to be alive here. Yes, I think somebody said that they weren't hearing me good, but I got good audio on mine. It looks back, so the maximum, if I turn it up anymore, it's going to start distorting. So I have maximum volume. If you can't hear me, it's on your end or the communist Seth, what was it? The communist Orwellian platforms trying to take us out, right? But anyway, this is interesting to see. According to the War Room Reporter, Reinhart will be unsealing the Department of Justice motion to seal the warrants documents, an order granting the sealing request and a criminal cover sheet from the warrant application. It'll unseal DOJ's motion to seal warrant docs, order granting the sealing request, and criminal cover sheet for the warrant application. Now, I'm sure the deep state's going to try to cover up as much as they can and try to redact almost everything, right? That is would be a real interesting battle here as we see what happens with this whole DOJ turning into the Gestapo. Here we have home sales fell nearly 6% in July as housing market slides into recession. We're going to have Kirk Elliott come and give us some more details about exactly what's going on here. Unfinished buildings in China put trillions of Chinese bank loans at risk. So this is an international issue. This is they're going to use this as an excuse to try to get to the Great Reset, but God's going to use it to basically reset them into the ground of oblivion where these leaders are all going to be judged. Thank goodness we have the Lord God Almighty on our side, guys, because we lost this in the natural. We gave up all power positions through the fake elections, through the fake voting machines, through cultural Saul Alinsky tactics they attacked us with. And over the last 50 years, God turned his back on us after Roe versus Wade. And thank goodness we've overturned that. His spirit's back. We lost in the natural. But we are winning in because the Lord God Almighty is with us. Now we can't lose. That's the beautiful part about this. Again, guys, if you want to protect from massive stock losses, which major profits are all talking about, and now you see the housing market going to poot, the bonds are risky now. The best thing to have is precious metals to protect yourself. If you don't have precious metals, you really need to get a free consultation from Kirk Elliott and understand what your ability to move things around is, whether it's 401ks, whether it's cash, whether it's other investments that aren't as liquid. What would an economist do? And he's going to be on to talk about that. Again, go to KirkElliottPhD.com/B2T. The link's down below in the video. Or you can just give him a call. This will, you'll be able to fill a form if you go to this link. Again, that's KirkElliottPhD.com/B2T, and it's a double L double T on KirkElliottPhD.com. Or just call him at 720-605-3900. That's 720-605-3900. Again, a free consultation. It's be specific to you and what can you do to protect your assets. Here's what's coming up. We got Julie Green on the 23rd, and then Gene Ho, the photographer for Trump, coming on the 24th. Then the following week, we have Scott McKay, as well as Clay Clark and Emily Peterson, who might be bringing on General Flynn. She has a big event with Flynn, so she's trying to get him on that. Dr. Brian Artis coming on as well. And then we have Pastor Dave and Donna and Amanda Grace coming on together. Is that this not awesome lineup that we have coming up? Now, if you look at this morning's video, again, I highly suggest you follow jgminternational.org and Julie Green on Rumble. And she's got a morning message out there, and it's very powerful. She is getting words about five times a week from the Lord, and she's recording them in advance and giving them to us. And again, this is where I believe God wants us. He wants us in the Word of God, number one. Number two, praising Him and worshiping Him. That's our weapon. Our weapon is our melody, as we talk about. Our weapon is praise and thanksgiving, as several songs talk about, right? Such as Raise a Hallelujah talks about it. This is how I fight my battles, or I'm surrounded, right? Those are those songs we sing every Monday, Thursday, and Friday, and we'll be doing it tonight. So join us backstage. It's free, 30-day pass. Just go to backstage menu when you are at the blessedteach.com website. That's blessed with the number two, teach.com website. If you haven't been there, that's where you sign up for free show notes. That's where you can get to the free neighborhood. It's also where you can sign up for the free 30 days in the backstage. It's really a backstage ministry, and it is phenomenal. But we also have Searchy there, so we can search the prophetic words of everybody, of all these great prophetic words that we're getting. Amanda Grace, by the way, had another word from the Lord that was just a couple days ago, 22, just yesterday. right? She had a dream, and then she read her word from that she got live in when they were in Rochester, New York, when they're in New York for the Reawaken America tour, where Verizon cut the line or whatever they did. The deep state did not want that aired, and they cut the feed to that. So now you get to hear Amanda's prophetic word on that. I'll probably talk about that a little bit tomorrow, but today I took Julie's word from this morning and put it into the Searchy platform and cleaned it up, and here we go. This is your enemy's plans are denied. For I, the Lord, this day am preparing my children for what is coming, for what it may appear like is taking place. Your enemies are about to make another power grab. Now, again, one reason I read this to you guys, because you guys like to hear my commentary on it, right? I believe if you look back at other words from Julie, she talks about Obama is going to try to take over. It's not going to be Harris, not going to be Pelosi. Obama's going to try to take the power grab. I think that's the power grab they're talking about here. My children, declare this day, they are denied the ability to accomplish the plans they are trying to fulfill. Your enemies are denied the access to control your lives anymore. They're denied the power to control this nation. They're denied the power to control the world and its economy. They're denied the ability to cause another pandemic that they wanted to use to kill most of the people on this earth. My children, it will not work, so do not fear their next moves. Guys, I want to just understand, this is what they're doing. This is the Georgia Guidestones. They wanted to bring it down to 500 million people, right? Since there's 7 billion plus people. They wanted to kill 6.5 billion people to just have their 500 million slaves. That's what their plan was. And this makes it very clear. Deny their ability to cause another pandemic. They wanted to kill most of the people on this earth. So there you go. The Lord telling us right now that this was the time they were going to try to do, you know, beyond the pale horse. The pale horse was supposed to be what will be in the future. And when that time is, they're trying to accelerate the time back, was a third of the people, right? They wanted to kill 90% of us. My children, it will not work, so do not fear their next moves. I am warning you, so use my authority, my name, and yes, the power I have given you on this earth. They are denied the ability to fulfill their plans. They are denied the access to the one world government now. They are denied access to start wars they so desired all over this world. Their power is denied to continue their big lie to steal more elections. Deny their power, my children, by shouting my word and not believing their ability to fulfill anything they want to do. I am here, my children, and I am moving. Believe in me more than what you see or hear. Your victory is about to be celebrated all over the earth, saith the Lord of hosts. This is a big deal, guys. I think you know that if you go to frankspeech.com or just go to the moment of truth, moment of truth summit. This is where Mike Lindell, I'm going there this weekend. I'll be flying out after Friday praise and prayer, and the moment of truth will be in Springfield, Missouri. And I really invite you guys to watch this all weekend. Starts 9 a.m. EST on Saturday, this Saturday, right? This is a huge deal. Again, I believe Laura Logan's going to be there. She's also going to be there the following week at Texas Reckoning Fest. I'll have Chris Erickson on to talk about that in more detail in a second. You can, come to Texas. This will be the week after this event. We're going to be in Texas, in Dallas area. It's actually in East Texas on Mesquite. So, I don't know, 45 minutes from the airport or so. But get a hotel and fly in is relatively cheap nowadays, especially because it's a central place in the United States. So it's time to see me. I'm going to be there live. I'm going to be doing the opening prayer. Awesome speakers. We'll talk about that later. But this is an invite only for media. And people that are in the 50 states are going to go over all 50 states and show you what's happening. But you can watch this live streamed. So please watch this weekend. Moment of Truth, August 20th. And this talked about that. They are denied access to start their wars, but also the big lie, right? Their power is denied to continue the big lie to steal more elections. I talked to Mike Lindell the other day before he came on my show, right? And he was talking about, he thinks there's 54 countries have had their elections stolen by these machines. So these machines are key. This is why Fox News won't let you talk about the machines. Newsmax won't let you talk about the machines, because they were intimidated, or they're just controlled by the cabal. They chickened out basically when Smartmatic threatened to sue them, and the cabal sued everybody through Dominion and Smartmatic. Right, a showdown has begun that will end your enemy's defeat. They're denied the power to stay in their positions. Their businesses are about to be turned over to my children and used to bless the world and not to hold it in captivity, saith the Lord. Now guys, this is where you join God. You have the opportunity to join God as part of the remnant and fight this spiritual battle. And that is by using your authority in Christ that I teach about all the time, and Julie teaches about all the time, right? To call down this evil. Call down all these things. You can deny the power. Deny the power for them to continue to do blood sacrifices, right? Deny the power for them to do child sex trafficking and organ trafficking. Some of the most horrific things in the world: organ trafficking of embryo parts, right? The baby parts, as well as children, and just organ harvesting even of adults. This is all the evil that they're covering up with all these other things. You have the authority to call that down with us. That's part of what our ministry is doing. So join us. We created a new group in the neighborhood called PCR Project. Instead of doing a PCR test, we're doing a Project Child Rescue. Join that group. Come in, fight with us, using your authority and power. If you have Jesus in your heart, you're welcome. Mergers and acquisitions. This will be in your news more and more. A major corporation is about to claim bankruptcy. More will follow. My hand is moving to remove the businesses who are taking down others. My hand is swiftly moving against your enemies, saith the Lord. Been many prophetic words about many of these cabal companies, which is a huge amount of them, because not everything, but it's owned by BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. That's why we go to TomahawkSwitch.com to switch away from all those consumables, right? So go to TomahawkSwitch.com and select B2G Ministries, Rick B2G Ministries, to get off of this cabal's, these major corporations that control us, right? But this is also a reason to make sure you listen to Kirk Elliott when he comes on, because if you're trying to protect your investments, the stock market is a very dangerous place to be right now. Watch this fake and fraudulent government continue to fail more and more. News stations will become more bold in pointing out their failures. No more propping up the Biden. His fall will be seen by the whole world, saith the Lord of hosts. We talked about the Biden. It's an actor. The Biden's casket's in the White House, the real Biden. So this actor has obviously dementia. I think God gave both of them dementia, right? And so this, and now the news is constantly reporting on how bad the Biden is. They're going to let him fall, and they're going to try to do the switcheroo with Biden. Something significant is about to be heard and seen in D.C. that will indicate the demise of this fraudulent administration. It's coming, my children. Continue to believe and continue to call them all down to the ground. How many times has God talked about us taking authority in Jesus and us calling them down? He's not saying I'm calling them. Obviously, he's working behind the scenes. He's doing everything, but he's asking us to get involved as the remnant. So if you consider yourself a believer in Jesus Christ, you need to take authority with us to call this all down. Something big is about to fall that will signify the fall of the one world government. More and more monuments will tumble, crack, and crash. They will be destroyed, and you will see more and more of these signs signaling their ultimate demise, saith the Lord. Can't wait till some of these monuments continue. We saw the Georgia Guidestones come down. We're going to see a lot more. Harris, oh my children, don't worry about her. She will not become president, and neither will Pelosi or anyone else they want to replace the Biden with. I am replacing them all, saith the Lord of hosts. Woo! What do you think that means, guys? Right there. And one day, man, there's going to be these softball, bigger than softball size hail coming down on D.C. It's unearthing. There's probably going to be military conflict. There's going to be all kinds of things happening in one day. God only needs one day, it talks about, right? And when all this happens, this is when the silence might happen, right? Where we might not have any phones to work, no TVs working, no internet, obviously. And at that point in time, you need to be celebrating the victory, not be in fear. Because what's going to happen is that they are going to basically be arresting these people. God's probably the angel of death's going to come across many of these people, and we are going to see a whole new world. But you need to be making sure you're holding on the kingdom that can't be shaken versus holding on anything in the world, because he's shaking everything. My children have been shouting and crying out to me about all the damages your enemies are causing in this country, the laws, the bills they're passing, the destruction of the economy and the border. What about all they have done to destroy us already? Lord, it's just too late. All these things have already started happening, my children. I am never late. I can change all of this in one day. Now, I want to just make sure you guys understand that, because there's a lot of prophetic words about one day coming out. Remember, the Red Sea pretty much happened probably in one day, right? I'm going to change the history of the entire Egyptian slavery over the Israelis, right? This is not hard for me, and it hasn't gone too far where nothing can be done about it. I'm already destroying it. You just can't see it yet. Again, I say, just because you can't see doesn't mean I am not moving. Don't believe that lie your adversary wants you to believe. I'm here to deliver and set the captives free now, saith the Lord of hosts. So that this is, do you believe in God, or you believe in the prophets of Baal and their 4 a.m. talking points as they try to say, distraction, look over here, come get in fear with me, get in fear with everybody, so we can just do what we did with COVID-19. We can shut down you, make sure that we don't have this election, or that we can fraudulently steal the 2022 election as well. Nationalists, this word will be in your news for a surprising reason. I told you, my children, an uprising has begun. Told you, my children, an uprising has been done, and it will destroy your enemy's chokehold on this nation, saith the Lord. This is the Great Awakening, guys, happening. This is why the more you share videos like this and you wake up one person here and there, the big percentage is going to keep us from having a civil war, because we're going to be united against the Uniparty. We're going to be united against the CCP cabal and pedophiles. That's what this is really about. Meta, this name, I say again, a death you shall see of its power, and it's coming down now, saith the Lord. Again, that's talking about Facebook. That renamed itself Meta, which means death in Hebrew. They basically proclaim their death. But I'm asking all you guys on Facebook, you got 45,000 people follow that page. They took down my group. They took down the page and my personal account for a while. It came back up. There's 45,000 you following it, and there's only 2,000 on the neighborhood right now. But we have over 2,000 patriots on the neighborhood. You need to please move over to the neighborhood. Works just like Facebook. So go to b2tneighborhood.com. You can download it on your phone. You go to the Google Play Store. Go to the Apple Store. And then on your PC, you just go to b2tneighborhood.com. It's just like Facebook. You have groups and pages and quizzes and polls. You'll love it. And it's all Christian patriots there. Might as well move over and start learning this platform, because Meta's going to die. Pennsylvania, do not worry. I am saving you. Again, I say, those you see now, it will not stay that way. Truth is coming in. It will destroy the hold over you. My United States, that is coming in all of your states, because I am here to deliver my nation from the grip of the evil ones that have held you in captivity. I'm removing those chains and removing all you see now. Whew. Just got just a couple more things, then we're going to bring on Kirk Elliott. It says, traitor, you'll hear this word continuously in your news, because I'm revealing to the world who all the traitors are, saith the Lord. A traitor amongst you, this phrase will also be in your news. A storm is not coming, it's here. And it's the storm I have spoken about, my children, the one your enemies will not recover from. Remember who lives in you. Remember who really is in control. Remember whose will is always done. And remember, I never fail, saith the Lord, your Redeemer. Woo! You gotta love that, huh? So I'm looking to see if Kirk is on yet. Ah, darn it. Looks like he's running behind again. So I know that at the top of the hour, we have Chris Eric coming on, talking about some awesome event coming up in Texas again. Not this weekend, but next weekend. This weekend, make sure you watch Frank, the what's it called? The Moment of Truth. That'll be on Frank Speech, the voice of free speech, right? Again, that'll be streaming live from Springfield, Missouri, where they'll be going to every state. And now we've got the patriots in every state knowing about the fraud, knowing there's massive evidence about the fraud. And God's going to start moving on the hearts of the judges. And that is going to be amazing when we start to see this. I'm going to go through some other news just real quick. We got networks spend measly 298 seconds on the Hunter Biden laptop since the New York Times finally acknowledged its existence. So the New York Times, now that's where Brian Stelter came from. He was the New York Times. So he's been a fraudulent 4AM talking point cabal mouthpiece forever. So it's so nice to see him go, right? But there's so many more that they don't care about telling you the truth. They're the prophets of Baal. They tell you the lies and the 4AM talking points coming from basically the bunch of Satan worshiping pedophiles. that's just the truth, as blunt as you can get. Right, and so we see them. They're covering up anything they don't want you to know about. Here we have Joe Biden calls Liz Cheney after her primary election defeat. So Liz loses by almost 40 points. It was actually 37 points. I mean, it's like, you know, you've written 3 points, 5 points, 6 points is a huge victory. She lost by 37 points. She got wiped out. She only got 29% of the vote, which is just amazing. And she still thinks that she has a political career. Give me a break. She is a definition of a rhino, Republican in name only. She was not ever a Republican. This is the Cheney, the Cheney enterprise, right? That over where they just abused Wyoming to take power in the Senate, and Liz Cheney will not be there anymore. That's an exciting thing. So let's see if Kirk's coming. Looks like we're going to have a very short segment on Kirk if he does show up. Here we have, I am going to kill you. Third suspect arrested for alleged hate crime. Grandmother says she was attacked for being a white Trump supporter. So, again, we still have this whole cultural divide that the Saul Alinsky tactics that they've been sicking on us for the last 50 years is working. Again, both Obama and Hillary studied Saul Alinsky, and actually it's sickening. Because it's designed to basically destroy a country from within, and they succeeded at it. Thank goodness we have done, repented, and turned from our ways, and asked God to heal our land. The second-hand censorship effort, big tech kept information from people 195 million times in Q1 and Q2. So this is way worse than book burning, because now they're controlling. Anybody that doesn't understand, has not been red-pilled and understand about all the networks being controlled by the Council for Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, etc., right? Anybody who's not awake to that literally thinks the media is telling them the truth. So there's still 30 or 40% of the people in that category that we still need to wake up. So a big prayer is use the authority that you have in Christ that the scales rip off your friends and family's eyes that are asleep and believing the 4AM talking points, believing the false narratives, right? Because we know big tech sent a stark message to conservatives during the second quarter of this year that it will continue to fiercely protect President Joe Biden and censor viewpoints that differ from the left's narrative on major political issues. And remember, this really isn't the left's narratives. That's one thing we've got to remember. This is the narrative of the cabal. This is we the people, the uniparty versus us. And so, again, it's very, very vital that we start getting that terminology right. This is not a left versus right war. this is clearly a we the people versus the cabal, versus the Uniparty, the CCP Uniparty. 19 state AGs warn BlackRock to stop pushing the political agenda. That'd be nice, right? Is if we actually had the state AGs understanding. This is why we have, by the way, this is why we have Tomahawk Switch. I worked with the Patriot Street Fighter, Scott McKay. If you go to TomahawkSwitch.com, you can turn away from BlackRock and State Street and Vanguard, who basically give all their money and they push political agendas of the left. And that's what says a growing coalition of state governments is pushing back against the world's largest asset manager, saying it is putting its political agenda over the interests of the clients or even the U.S. national security. Guys, they've been doing this for 50 years. Last week, a group of 19 state attorneys general from Republican-leaning states sent a strong worded letter to BlackRock CEO Larry Fink. Larry Fink is one of the worst of the worst. He's a cabalist. He basically wants to destroy America. He wants to destroy liberty. And he owns almost every company in the world. If you go look at BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, and that's why we have to get away from these guys. They had 97% market in the consumables. That's why we have another company that's not part of BlackRock that has 550 products, and they produce safe products that are good for you. And why don't we, this doesn't cost you anything. You just switch from buying cabal products that are poisonous to American-made products. And then most of these things are made overseas as well, with poison in them. And you're supporting BlackRock and Larry Fink. So why would you do that? That's why we ask everybody, just go to TomahawkSwitch.com. There's a link down below in the video. And just come and listen to a little 30-minute VIP Operation Tomahawk tour. And it's not listen. It's actually we're going to show you how you can easily just switch your spending and quit having them control you with their money, because that's what they're doing now. That 97% market share, we're killing it. We're bringing it down fast. But only if patriots like you switch. So if you filled up the form, make sure you put Rick B2T Ministries, and make sure you answer your text and phone. We have a lot of people that, hey, I want to hear about it. I want me to show you, but they're not replying back to our calls and texts. So please, let's get those scheduled, because the faster we can start taking that money away from them, the bigger things we're going to break them. All right, Kirk. So Kirk Elliott, obviously we see here, Americans are borrowing more than ever. And Biden's zero inflation lie will only make it worse. So we just talked about all kinds of economic thing. I know, Kirk, we have another guest coming on in about 6 minutes. So how are you doing? So in 6 minutes, can we get an update on the economy? Kirk, you're still muted. We're trying Sorry. To get, there he is.
Nice to connect with you. Things are going on. Awesome. Obviously we saw Biden lied about inflation.
I just realized my sound is off, so just give me 1 second. So I'm even taking more of your time up. I apologize, but I put the sound where that is going to really screw everything up. So I can hear you great here, but I want the audience to hear you. So there's the sound preferences. And I need to get it on my OBS, which is my online broadcasting system. And I don't have my glasses on, so let me just bear with me. There it is, audio for OBS. Okay, now go, Kirk.
Hey, so nice to connect with you. And yeah, things are going wild, as we just saw on that screenshot of yours. Biden lied about the inflation 0% in July, right? In his explanation, because some stuff went up and some stuff went down, net effect is zero. Well, when his own people, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, said CPI is 8.5%. So here's the thing. There are things that are going down, like the stock market, the bond market, and real estate, right? And there's things that are going up, like everything else that we buy. Eggs are up 49% so far this year. Gas has more than doubled at the pump since Biden came into office. Things are obviously going up. It's really making an impact on the American family. And people are spending less. Look, just this morning, Rick, Target, they came off 90% on their revenues from like $1.2 billion down to $190 million. And so they're having to liquidate everything on the shelves at like 90% off just to get rid of inventory. Wow. Even Walmart, America's largest discount retailer, right? They're losing market share to the dollar store. I mean, so it just keeps getting worse and worse.
I hadn't heard that one yet. So
yeah, I mean, here's where these are the fundamental truths of the economy. But yesterday, Biden signed into law the Inflation Reduction Bill, which I have renamed the Inflation Creation Bill.
Yeah,
because it's a $480 billion bill. $360 billion of it, give or take, is for environmental stuff, you know, to clean the air. Whenever you have any of that, yeah, we all want clean air, right? But it causes prices to go up. It's expensive to clean the air. Gas prices are going to go up. Anything with emissions is going to go up. I mean, it's going to be very expensive. But here's the other part about it. 15% minimum tax on corporations that do $1 billion a year or more. Okay. I'm not saying that this tax code is right or wrong. I'm just saying the reality. Companies like Amazon, billions of dollars, they do offshore stuff to kind of protect themselves against taxation. Well, sometimes they get close to 0% tax rate. Now that it's 15% minimum, what does that mean? They're used to zero. They're going to get 15% minimum. That means prices are going to go up 15%. They're not going to eat that lost margin, right? So prices are going to go up. But here's the scariest part about this bill. They plan on raising about $170 billion in revenue from the IRS. How? Audits. They just hired 87,000 new tax agents, right? And they're training them all with firearms capability. Like, why does an IRS agent need to learn how to use a gun? It's the most wild, crazy thing. But 170 something billion dollars coming from the IRS additional, right? That they're planning on auditing everybody. It's like, well,
small businesses and middle class can get killed on that. And
yeah, they're gonna get killed, right? So not physically, economically, right? Mm-hmm. It's just gonna be rough. And so all of this is just complete nonsense, just complete mayhem. In the meantime, since the Fed raised rates 2 weeks ago, what's happened? Silver is up 11% in 2 weeks. It's up 11%. It started at 18 and some change. Now it's about 20, right? This is incredible growth. And this is why I've been shouting from the rooftops along with you, people buy silver. Everybody should buy silver. That those kind of assets like gold and silver will protect you during times of inflation like what we're seeing with this political chaos. Look, it's up 11% in 2 weeks. Best inflationary hedge that we could possibly find right now.
And we talked about the Babylonian system suppressing the price massively, right? And so when the Babylonian system comes down, which the banks aren't looking too solvent right now, are they?
No, mm-hmm. not at all. And see, in China, we talked about this, Rick, a while ago when Evergrande, right? Largest real estate holding company in the world started defaulting on their $100 million, $200 million, $500 million interest-only payments. What was going to be the net effect? Banks were going to run out of money. Now look, at 7-8 months later, what's happening in China? Banks completely running out of money? Completely. They're telling Chinese citizens, you can't get your deposits out of the bank. This is a problem. And to me, a bank is a bank is a bank. I don't care if they're in China or in America. When they run out of money, you're going to see the same result. Now we're starting to see real estate mayhem here in America with rising rates 4 months in a row, declining mortgage applications 5 months in a row. We're starting to see the real estate meltdown like what we're seeing in China. End result is going to be the same. Liquidity crisis in the banking system.
Right. So you want to talk to Kirk Elliott. You want a free consultation. This is what a lot of people have really given me great feedback on. Kirk's and his team to give you a free consultation. So what you want to do is go to KirkElliottPhD.com/B2T. And that's KirkElliottPhD.com/B2T. That link's in the below. It's probably easier just to give him a ring as well and to say Rick called you. You'll see if you go to the KirkElliottPhD.com/B2T, you'll see a form that you can fill out and they'll get back to you. But you might speed things up a little bit if you just go ahead and ring them at 720-605. Where'd it go? It's hiding. 3900. Yeah. 720-605-3900. Kirk, we just thank you so much. We have another guest coming on, but any last minute advice for those that are scared right now?
Yeah. Reach out to us. I mean, 99% of the people that call me, Rick, are gripped by fear, paralyzed by it. By the time people are done with their initial consultation, always I can hear that fear melt out of their voice. I can hear a smile. It's the most amazing thing is people of like mind, like faith, start working together to help protect and preserve those assets that you've worked your whole life to accumulate. Give us a call. That's what we do on our free consultation. Free is free. We just want to get you out of harm's way.
Sounds great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Hey, the next topic is Texas Reckoning Fest. So please come flying in and seeing us all. This is going to be an awesome, awesome deal. And so we have Chris Eric's baby Trump on right now. Chris, how are you doing? You're still muted, buddy. But if you look at this again, this is not this weekend, but next weekend after the Missouri deal. So once Chris gets on, it looks unmuted, but we still don't have any sound on you.
Can you hear me?
There we go. We got you now. All right. So I've got you. We can see you there. Thanks so much for coming on.
Love your audience. What's up, Rick? What's up, Gus? What's up, BT2? What's up? Listen.
Yeah.
So excited. I'm bouncing off the walls. I'm drinking my coffee, obviously.
Wow, you put together one heck of an event. I can't believe the people you have coming into this on the 27th and 28th. It's crazy.
Well, I didn't do anything. I'm the orchestrator. I'm the puppet on the strings. It's true God. I mean, we'll have conversations after and you'll be like, it's truly God. I mean, he's my best partner I've ever had in a business and that I could ever ask for. And I have a couple of things to announce. I'm allowed to tell one of my surprises. One of my surprises is going to be Lewis Herms. Lewis Herms will be there. He'll be speaking. He is from, if you don't know him, screwbiggovernment.com. And he just did a 22 city tour. I was just on the phone with him earlier and literally had me in tears because it was so nice to talk to somebody that I could lay my head on and just talk about everything that I've been going through this journey. It's truly been a journey. But yeah, Rick, I mean, you know, when you bring this up and, you know, I just want to talk about everybody here. I mean, Jeff Creer, I met him in Louisiana when I was asked to do an event. Just a great guy. He's a host of Ringside Politics. He's a Christian. He's a patriot. He's a father. He's a loving husband. Just a great individual. Lara Logan just started a great relationship with Miss Lara Logan. I'm going to be doing an exclusive interview that she hasn't been doing interviews or podcasts or anything for months. So I'm going to do an exclusive with her here.
Selection code is coming out. Exciting.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Coming out. And I call her America's Sweethearts Journalist. Mm-hmm. I've named her that. And then after that, obviously, you know, you have Billy Falcon. And you know what's crazy is like, this is so crazy. This is how you know God's working. Mm-hmm. Rick, you don't even know this. My first concert that I was ever at was in Brendan Byrne Arena, and it was Whitesnake with Stevie Vai and John Waite. Guess who was at that concert? Billy Falcon.
Wow.
That was his life was saved, that he gave the music to none other than Bon Jovi. How about that? How crazy is that?
That is crazy.
This is absolutely insane. Mike Adams is going to do a pre-recorded message for us. So I'm just so blessed to even have him. And he's going to be streaming it live. Yeah, Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell, man, I call him the People's Patriot.
Mm-hmm.
That man, I've watched him for the last year and a half. I've shared so many stages with this man. It's unbelievable how much energy this man has, but how much love and passion he has, not just for our country, but for people in general. I mean, I've never seen him not shake a hand, sign an autograph, take a picture. Mm-hmm. I've never seen him brush anybody off.
He told me that he's going to reveal some massive things this weekend in Missouri, and then he's going to show us the next week here at your event, everything that he said is going to happen is starting to happen. Decertification starting to come, right? So
he's going to have the appetizer. He's going to serve it up. And at my event, he's going to give the entree. So 107, if you don't know about 107, a couple of things I want to talk about 107. I had his number for a year. I never called him. First time I spoke to him, I had a 2.5 hour heart-to-heart conversation with this
awesome.
Man. This man has done so much for me, more than people that I've known my whole entire life. I am to give you guys a personal message from 107 to you. He told me to tell everybody that he will be signing books, pictures, whatever you have from the morning to midnight.
Wow.
From morning to midnight. He's going to be in a table in the corner. He's going to literally be there and just signing. And, I've signed autographs, the Chippendales, and I've been there for, a couple hours. It's exhausting. He said,
there
Chris, I will sign everything. He goes, I will sign everything. Let everybody know that, because number one, to hear him speak at an event, that's a gift in itself, because he doesn't do events like this.
Yes.
But he believes this event is so special. To have him sign all day, all night, I mean, that to me is such a gift.
He just won't let pictures be taken. This is no pictures, but
obviously.
But you get a signature,
right? Yeah, obviously. And then after that, who do we have?
I wanted to just come back, guys. This is on August 27th, 28th. You can fly into Dallas, get a hotel near the rodeo in Mesquite area. It's going to be a beautiful facility, 3,500 plus people. VIPs, tickets are going out fast, so make sure you get them. I would love to meet you there. I'm going to be there. Again, all these people, Gus is going to be there. So come and see us. Obviously, baby Trump, we're all there. And not to mention all these great patriots. But
so a couple of things. Rick, you said the 28th. The 28th sold out. So if you don't have a ticket for the 28th, which was a VIP brunch, and look, I could have sold them all day.
But there's still general admission left for the 28th.
No, there's just general admission and VIP for Saturday only. Sunday's a special event where it's just the brunch and a preview to a musical. Saturday is the all-day event where all the speakers and the
I gotcha. Okay, thank you for that clarification. Okay.
Yes. So, and these tickets, I'm going to do a special right now, where I'm going to offer your listeners 15% off. Mm-hmm. 15% off. They have to put Flex in the coupon. I haven't even put it up. I just thought about it literally about an hour ago. So give me to about 7 o'clock. Give me about an hour once I get off here. Go in and put Flex, F-L-E-X. You'll get 15% off from now until Sunday midnight. Okay. Hey, listen, I'm doing everything so everybody can have a VIP ticket. If you've ever stood in line to get a speaker's autograph or a picture, you know how long you could be in line, yes or yes. If you're VIP, you go to the front of the line. Mm-hmm. Let me say that one more time. If you have a VIP bracelet, there will be a line for VIP and it'll be a line for a general admission. VIP will go to the front of the line because number one, they paid and it's just how it goes, right? That's how important the VIP bracelet is. Now, those tickets are limited. I'm going to sell them out before Sunday night. I'm on 6 podcasts from now until tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Those tickets will be sold, I guarantee you. So don't come to me Monday morning and say, baby Trump, I need a VIP ticket. I'm going to say, sorry, all I have is general admission. You don't want to miss out. Why am I saying that? Because people are calling me today about brunch. And I can't do anything. I really can't. I apologize, but I want to have an intimate gathering on Sunday. So don't miss out on those VIP tickets. And then I just want to go through the speakers again. 107, I talked about him. Nino Rodriguez. Nino and I were building a relationship. I was on his podcast the other day. People are calling me all day and texting me. He doesn't do events. He does not do events like this. If you want to meet Nino, if you want to shake his hand, you want to take a picture, now is the time. This might be the only event you ever get to see Nino Rodriguez. Melissa Redpill, what a sweetheart. What an absolute sweetheart. My gosh, her battalion, Rick, they are fierce. Awesome. They come fast. They come hard. They're going to literally probably have their own like group there, I can imagine. They're so excited. But I love her because she's so full of not only God, but telling the honest, the truth, what's going on in our world. She's decoded the whole revelation. So she's exciting. Pastor Greg Locke. Look, you know, and he was supposed to open up at 10 a.m. I've been telling everybody that, but there has been an addition that was already on, and that is Brian Artis. I just got word that Brian Artis will be there personally live at 10 a.m. to speak.
All right. So
Pastor Locke to 10:30. He has to take off to Houston. So yes, Texas's own Brian Artis will be here. Dr. Stella Emanuel. You know, when I spoke to him, he's like, Chris, you know I'm a preacher, right? I'm like, oh yeah, preach, sister. Like, I want to hear those vocal cords. I want to hear you sing. And then Dr. Judy Mikovits, you know? And we have three of the frontline doctors at this event, you know? Conservative Ant. Look, if you don't know Conservative Ant, I guarantee you, you will know him after this event. Him and I built a great relationship. What I love about him is he goes after the LGBTQT. He rips them apart. He doesn't appreciate their grooming. He tells it like it is, but he does it in a comedic sense. And I love that. Mm-hmm. Mel Kay, we know her. We know that she's the barrage of the truth, right? Like a machine gun. Sheila Holm, I call her the Guidestone girl, right? Listen, you know, she's going to be on the next person, Jean Ho, who's the editor of George, who's revived that. She's going to be on the second edition in October. So I have her. Robin Jig, man, America's Sweethearts. I before they even went on the clay floor, before they became big, I just reached out to them. I took them out to a lunch. I wanted to get to know them. I fell in love with them. I gave them a shirt. I gave them my Have Confidence and Save the Children shirts. And they have literally, Rick, and you don't even know this, not only do I have a billboard in Lake Dallas, but if you're in Jacksonville, Florida, if you're in Ohio, and if you're in South Carolina, you're probably seeing this big guy, Flex the Truth logo. That's little old me. So they have put that up. So I appreciate that. Mary Crowley.
Reckon it. I just want to make sure because I may not have a link down below. I think I may have forgot to do that. I'll do it after the fact. But it's ReckoningFest.com.
Yes, ReckoningFest.com.
Okay, go ahead.
Mary Crowley, you know Mary Crowley. Mm-hmm. You and I were at her event here in Dallas. We were the only two men amongst other women. And, you know, this girl has truly been my sister in Christ. She's prophesied through me many times. I'm so excited to give her a platform that other people will not. They shun her. They shut her out. Same thing with Melissa Redpill. Not on my watch. So Mary's going to get to talk about trafficking. Rick, you know how powerful that is. And she's, you know, she's got a movie coming out. She's doing a, thank you, Gus. She's doing a, she wants to have a studio called Destiny that will rival Disney.
Yes.
So this woman is a woman of God and just doing things the right way.
Phenomenal.
Trent Evans, you don't know him. He was in Bloody Hill, right? That's when I saw him, fell in love with him. January 6th, Prisoner. He now heads the January 6th Prisoner Committee and is raising funds for that. So you need to hear him speak. Who's under there? We get Thomas Renz. Oh, I love him. Thomas Renz, I don't like attorneys. Sorry to offend you, but I love Thomas Renz. And you got to get some of your Thomas Renz. And let me tell you something. He doesn't act like an attorney. When he speaks, he's so powerful. I can't wait to have him there. Joshua Reed. Some people don't know about Joshua Reed. The things I can tell you about Joshua Reed is we've really become good friends over the last probably 6 or 8 months. He actually did this website for me. He's been my soundboard where I bounce things off of him. What do you think of this? What do you think of that? I really didn't care his opinion. I just wanted to know what he thought, right? It wasn't like I was going to take it, right? But just to have that, just to bounce things off somebody else, you know what I mean? And to keep you straight and narrow in this journey, because it's so easy to be deviated and distracted. He's been loyal. He's been honest. He hasn't stabbed me in the back. Just a great Christian patriot, has a podcast. Powerful speaker, too. Can't wait to have him. Dave Summerall, Bloody Hill, Stop the Hate. We've shared a lot of stages together, but recently we did a Tim Foley benefit in Arizona. So excited to have him there. And then Christy Hutcherson, you know, Women Fighting for America. This girl was a defense contract. This woman is powerful. She might be
border.
Petite.
Fighting for the border.
And on the border, always on the border. I mean, she's getting her own militia now. Because she went to Governor Ducey and was like, look, we can shut the border down. And he told her, like, you know, white noise. And she's like, all right, I'll do it on my own. So she's heading up her own militia. John Michael Chambers, I have personally never heard him speak. He's the only guy on here I've never heard personally speak. He's been at other events, but I heard he's powerful. He's the CEO of AMP, America's Media Periscope. They've been advertising me in this event. They will be streaming it live. And then Dr. Mark Sherwood. I just love Dr. Mark Sherwood. Mm-hmm. He calls me every day. How you doing? What's going on? One of the very few people after I left the Reawakening Tour that just stayed in touch with me and truly just cares about me as a person. So, and there's more. There are people that are not on this flyer that will be in the audience, and you are going to be shocked when you see them. Mm-hmm. One of them is going to perform. And he's very famous. He actually comes from a famous family, three generations. I'm giving you guys hints here. He is a Christian patriot. Him and his lovely wife will be my guests. They'll be sitting in the front row. I have a woman coming from Pittsburgh, where I used to live. Mm-hmm. And this woman was a Muslim and she became Christian. And she had acid thrown in her face from her husband. And what you people don't understand is that is a theme around the world that I did not know of. I sat here and watched TV the other night, just pulled my eyes out. Yep, and it's to take away their identity. So when we're talking about identity, you know, here's going to be a woman. I'm telling you, there will not be a dry eye in the house. Mm-hmm. And I have goosebumps and I almost want to cry because when I even talk to her, I feel her heart. Mm-hmm. And nobody will give her a platform. When I spoke to her, when I spoke to her, I called her a walking, talking miracle. And she said to me, I love that, Chris. I love that. And I talked to her and I told her the vision that I had for her here. And I'm telling you what, man, you're going to leave there and your heart is going to be so warm. Mm-hmm. You're not even going to imagine. And there's a couple other surprises, too.
Mm-hmm. All right, so, well, I appreciate you inviting me as well. I really appreciate you allowing me.
And then, Rick,
the opening
prayer. Rick has always done. Yeah, Rick's always opened up my events with a prayer, always. Mm-hmm. And you know what, Rick? If you want to take 15 minutes for this prayer, you can. I'm not timing you, brother. I'm not going to sit there like other events where they're like, "Come on, Rick, come on." No. Rick, you speak from
I can do the authority of Christ and then pray with the authority of Christ, right? So
yes, brother. And you know, I love that you're gonna kick it off. And when I called you, Rick, I even said it was on my heart to call you, and I don't know anybody else that I want to do the prayer other than you. It just didn't feel natural, didn't feel right.
Thank you so much. It's just such a huge privilege. And again, I want to remind people, this is TexasReckoningFest.com. It's Saturday is what we're shooting for, the 27th all-day event. God, just if you just look at that. So it might go quite late with all those speakers if Mike Lindell can go along himself.
I'm thinking Mike Lindell's going on at 4:30. Uh-huh. And again, God's blessed me. I mean, and I got to say his name because I just called him and he's like, you interrupted me. He's like, I was just watching your podcast. Jason Doss Taste Buds. They are the biggest, I mean, the biggest, baddest food truck in all of Dallas, Rick. It is a bus. It's a bus.
It's going to be there. It's good.
He's going to be there. He's going to be serving up food for everybody to purchase. And then there's also Jessica. So look, if you're healthy, if you're vegan, don't worry. We're going to have that too. I'm literally going to cover every single thing so that, you know what, when you leave there, you're not going to be hungry, you're not going to be thirsty, and you're going to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's most important. And your heart is going to be warm. But what I want to get across to you is that I need you to bring someone. I need you to bring somebody. If you want to give a gift to somebody, if you bring somebody to this event, you could change their life forever. Mm-hmm. This one man that I'm talking about that is a performer has never gone to this event. My best friend, Jim, who's hopefully going to be there, he went to one event, the prophetic event in Gettysburg. That's how him and I became best friends. And that was his first and only event, but it changed his life forever. You can change somebody's life by not even saying anything, just saying, come on, come with me. I'm still looking for, I have three more vendor spots. I'm looking for sponsorships. What I want to do next, Rick, is I want to get a pamphlet out for everybody to have so that way they'll have a schedule. I'll have the list of the sponsors in there. But obviously that takes money. So I'm looking for sponsorships. You can contact me at flexthetruth@yahoo.com or just flexthetruth.com. And let me know that you want to be a part of this.
FlexTheTruth.com or FlexTheTruth@yahoo.com. That would be Chris Eric's baby Trump. Again, yep, Texas Reckoning. I'm sorry, ReckoningFest.com. It's a yes, Texas Reckoning Fest. But yes. Make sure you get your tickets. I want to see you guys there. Want to see you guys there live. Again, this is Saturday the 27th is the big event. And we're looking so forward to seeing you guys a week from this weekend. And yeah, I'll be in Missouri this weekend. So Chris, thank you so much for being on. We're going to move to some Bible study and some praise and prayer after that. God bless you, man.
God bless you.
Thank you so much. How awesome is that to have baby Trump here live and be able to talk to him? Thank you for making that happen, Gus. Really do appreciate that. I'm going to get into a quick Bible study. I'm just going to do, since we kind of went late there, I'm just going to do the front part of this. But I do want to get into this, and then we'll move right into some praise and prayer and go backstage. So if you have a backstage pass, get back there. Remember, you got a free backstage for 30 days. So there's this is where the backstage ministry is. It's a powerful ministry where we've asked for the nine gifts of the Spirit, and literally God's answered us. Two of the ones we're really focused on, I do free training on at the neighborhood I talk about all the time, the B2T neighborhood, is a four-part series that teaches you how to do transformational and healing prayer and how to ask for that. What a privilege it is to be able to use God's power that he's given us, the authority of Christ and the name above all names and the shed blood of Jesus, that power and authority to be able to actually help heal people, to see miracles come, right? So we got wisdom, faith, we got knowledge, prophecy, the gift of healing, the gift of miracles, right, among others that are just phenomenal. They're manifesting. And also we call it the nine squared ministry. Because we have the nine fruits of the Spirit too. Because if you have all those powerful gifts that he's given us, but you don't do it with love and joy and peace and patience and all the nine fruits of the Spirit. So the nine squared ministry, join us at, again, go to blessedteach.com, then go to the backstage ministry. It's a backstage tab. And we need more of you there because we are fighting some big battles right now that God has put on our heart. Jacob fears Esau. So now he's going back to his homeland. And remember, Jacob, when he left last time, when he left 20 years ago, he's actually heard his brother say, and his mom heard his brother say as well, that I'm going to kill Jacob. Now, so the guess there's some things that go through Jacob's mind as he's coming back. Okay, Esau said he was going to kill me because I stole his blessing and his birthright, right? He also said it was going to be after Isaac died, but Isaac's holding on. So he thought he was going to die. He gave the blessings. Here he is 20 years later. He's still alive. So, but here we say in verse 1, we see Jacob. This is again in Genesis 32. It's so important to understand the foundation. This is Jacob's name gets changed to Israel later in this chapter that we'll talk about on Friday night praise and prayer tomorrow night at 6 p.m. CST. Join us there. We praise and worship the Lord. Holy Spirit comes in his presence. Holy Spirit river flows. And then we do intercessory prayer. But we also teach the Word of God on that music. And then we'll be teaching the last part of this. And this will be basically Jacob wrestles with God, gets his name changed to Israel. This is how the 12 tribes of Israel came. It's vital you understand this and how we're fighting the evil of pagans that do child sacrifice, etc., right? But we see Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's camp." So he called the name of that place Manahem. Look at this. This is, which means two camps, right? So here he is. Just what a privilege that God blessed him so much to say, "Hey, this journey is going to be blessed. I'm going to literally let you see angels." He sends angels on to him, and Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, in the land of Seir and a county of Edom, instructing them, "Thus you shall say to my lord Esau, thus says your servant Jacob, I have sojourned with Laban and stayed until now. I have oxen, donkeys, flocks, male servants, and female servants. I have sent to tell my lord in order that I may find favor in your sight." So he's a little nervous here, and he basically sends that message there, basically saying, "Hey, I don't need anything from you. I'm not being arrogant here, but hey, I just want to know I'm coming to see back home after 20 years. They haven't seen each other for 20 years, right?" And the messengers returned to Jacob saying, "We came to your brother Esau, and he is coming to meet you, and there are 400 men with him." It's like, oh my goodness, uh-oh. He's going, maybe he's going to take his promise to not only kill me, but to kill everybody around me and my whole family, right? Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. He divided the people who were with him and the flocks and herds and camels into two camps, thinking if Esau comes to one camp and attacks it, then the camp that is left will escape. It's kind of funny. He just talked about two camps up here. He even named it with his camp and the angels. And now he loses all his faith and he's scared. And he breaks his camp into two camps, right? And Jacob said, "O God of my father Abraham and God of my father Isaac, O Lord who said to me, return to your country and to your kindred that I may do you good." And this is just like awesome. You know, we've seen Jacob be so deceitful. That's his name, right? Trickster, deceitful. And now here he is actually doing what you should do when you're in fear, right? You move out of fear and you move into the faith and you bring your request to God. That's what Philippians 4, 6, and 7 is all about, that. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, present your request to God, right? That is a vital, vital thing that we need to be doing. And that is what he does here. He brings up even God's word and promise to him, and he basically honors God Almighty. How cool is that? I love it. Here's Kent's music as well. "I'm not worthy of the least of the deeds of the steadfast love of all the faithfulness that you have shown to your servant. For with only my staff I crossed this Jordan, and now I have become two camps." But you can see here how awesome he is, actually being very humble as well, knowing this is exactly right. This is the way we need to come to God. "I am not worthy of the least of all these deeds." We're not worthy. You know, we're sinful humans. And then so that's when we pray to God, we need to be praying like this. This is a great example of an awesome prayer. "Please deliver me from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, that he may come and attack me, the mothers with the children. But you said, I will surely do you good and make your offspring and the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude." So he understands the promise. So he admits that he's in fear, but he comes to the Lord here. So he stayed there that night, and from what he had with him, he took a present for his brother Esau, 200 female goats and 20 male goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 30 milking camels and their calves, 40 cows and 10 bulls, 20 female donkeys and 10 male donkeys. These he handed over to his servant, every drove by itself, and said to his servants, "Pass on ahead of me, and pass a space between his between drove and drove." He instructed the first, "When Esau, my brother, meets you and asks you, 'To whom do you belong? You are, where are you going? And whose are these ahead of you?' Then you shall say, 'They belong to your servant Jacob.'" Here he is being very humble again. "They are a present sent to my lord Esau. And moreover, he is behind us." He likewise instructed the second and third and all those who followed him, the droves, "You shall say the same thing to Esau when you find him. You shall say, 'Moreover, your servant Jacob is behind us.' For he thought, 'I may appease him.'" So I think there's a little bit of lack of faith here going on, because he's got all this intricate plans trying to appease his brother Esau, who he had stolen his birthright and a blessing from, right? "When the present that goes ahead of me, and afterwards I shall see his face. Perhaps he will accept me." So he's still not sure yet, because remember, in the previous chapters, his mom basically said, "You need to leave because Esau's going to kill you," right? "I will come for you when he's forgotten about this and his anger has subsided." But she didn't go after him. You know, the Lord told him to move. So he's not sure whether Esau is coming with malicious intent. He came with 400 men. So you'd think maybe he was coming potentially to fight. Who knows? So the present passed on ahead of him, and he himself stayed that night in camp. And you're going to see how he ends up next time. We'll talk about this tomorrow night during our Friday night praise and prayer. So join us at 6 p.m. It's a beautiful time, an hour and a half of beauty, and about a little 6 or 7 minute teaching there, talking about Jacob wrestling with God and how his name was changed from deceiver to really God's rules, right? Israel. It's a beautiful story that we'll be talking about. But here, at least we see Jacob starting to change his character after 20 years of work, from somebody who was a deceiver to somebody who's actually trusting in God and appropriately praying and being more humble and coming to the guard to save him from his brother Esau. And that's what we need to do whenever we have problems, like we have this cabal trying to literally take us over. What do? We just come to the Lord, and we use the authority in Christ to fight that battle. And we do that with praise and thanksgiving. It's one of the major things, right? We have all these songs that talk about that. Fight My Battles talks about that. We have another song that's called Raise a Hallelujah, that says, "My Raise weapon is my melody." You have all these awesome songs, and we sing a lot of those each time when we are praising and praying and worshiping. And we do that with somebody that's only been doing it for almost 50 years, right? Just a half century or so. So it is awesome, so awesome to be able to do that with Kent Henry. Kent, how are you doing?
Rick, you are something else, man. You're blowing it up in the scripture, bro. I really appreciate this, man. And he was on the line from deceiver to pleaser. That's actually a precursor. We were all deceivers until the Lord changed our hearts, and now we're pleasing in his sight. Mm-hmm. Isn't that awesome? Yes. That story, bro. Because Carla said when we first got married, she goes, "Kent," well, it was a couple years in, she goes, "Man, you're like your dad. You'd rather ask for forgiveness than permission."
Yeah.
and listen, that Jacob guy, thank God he went through a heart and a name change, but a heart change. Yeah. So we're going with Rick's song tonight. He opened up a, "We'll raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. Thank God, raise a hallelujah." So much louder, so much louder than the unbelief. Come on and raise a hallelujah. My weapon is, I use it every day and all day long. about that heaven comes to fight, and heaven comes to fight for me. I'm gonna see in the middle of the storm, louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar, and up from the ashes a hope will arise, and death is defeated, our King is alive. Do that same verse again. We raise a hallelujah in the presence of our enemies. Raise a hallelujah, lovely and beautiful, louder than the unbelieving. We'll raise a my weapon is a melody. Yeah, oh, raise a hallelujah. Heaven comes to fight for me. Yeah, I'm gonna sing my God in the middle of the storm. Of the storm, yes, and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar out. Up from the ashes, well, hope will arise. Death is defeated, our King is alive. Raise a hallelujah. With everything inside, with everything inside of me. Lyrics, Carla. Yeah, and raise a hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, and I watched the darkness flee. Yes, in front of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Raise a hallelujah. Even if you're in the middle of the mystery. Yeah, and raise a hallelujah. This is so important, guys. Well, fear, you've lost your hold on me. Fear, you lost your hold on me. Fear, you lost your hold on. Sing it again. Fear, you lost your hold on me. Fear, you've lost your hold on me. I'm gonna sing, yeah. I'm gonna sing in the middle of every storm. Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar out. Up from the ashes, you know. I want you to sing it this way. King of kings and Lord of lords. King of kings and Lord of lords. King of kings and Lord of lords. These two powerful names. The King of kings, and we must not forget the power of the Lamb of God. Sing it out. Well, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Hallelujah. King of kings and Lord of lords. King of kings and Lord of lords. We give you everything, we give you everything, yeah. Come on, worship the Lamb of God. Oh, King of kings and Lord of lords, yeah. King of kings and Lord of lords, hallelujah. Oh, King of kings and Lord. Well, Rick's going to pray for us and we're going to cross it over. What a great beginning to our night, raising our hallelujahs. Yes, it's our choice to praise and worship every day.
Remember, our weapon is our melody. Can you imagine that?
Thank God.
And it's like that is exactly what we do Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays is we basically praise and worship Him. And again, if you just read the Bible, I'm reading Kent's book. It's just beautiful. It just explains how important this is. You read through the Psalms, and there's just so many examples of praise and worship and how important it is to the Lord. And that's what He wants right now, holding up that kingdom that cannot be shaken. What do you need to be doing? You need to be in the Word of God, understanding praise and worship and praise and worshiping. So join us backstage. Again, just go to the backstage tab on blessedteach.com, blessed2teach.com. Download the neighborhood app. It's just like Facebook. B2T neighborhood.com. You can go to B2T space neighborhood and search Google or your app store and make that happen. It's this beautiful time, guys. And Lord, I'm just going to pray real quick and we're going to go backstage. So join us if you have a backstage pass. Heavenly Father, just thank you so much for allowing us to raise a hallelujah to you. And thank you for giving us the authority in Christ, the name above all names, and the shed blood of Jesus that covered our sins as a substitutional power. Thank you for that, Lord. And that power and authority, Lord, we pray that this cabal falls. We pray that you usher in all your remnant to take dominion over Jesus. The nations. Lord, we're going to see that happen. Yes. We're looking so forward to that, Lord. And Lord, we just love you so much. And we thank you for all the people that are going to be coming backstage in the future. And we thank you for all the miracles you're doing right now in our midst.
Praise
we thank
God.
You for the mission you've given us to be praying to rescue these children. Lord, we thank you and we love you. We say these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hey, with that, we're going backstage right now. I'm going to stop the broadcast and we're going to only be backstage. So join us. Again, free for 30 days. We want you back there. It's part of the backstage ministry. Love you all. Bye-bye.